Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelt for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to another exciting segment here on the hottest show on Blog Talk. It is your show host, Sugar, and welcome, welcome, welcome for those of you who are new and those of you who are my loyal listeners. I got to say I'm glad to be back. And, you know, it's just been such an incredible year. 2014 is just really going to be amazing. And I truly mean that with a capital A. I'm sitting here this morning, got my cup of hot coffee and some chicken fried rice. I know that does not go. But that's what I was craving, was some chicken fried rice this morning. I know I need to do better. I know I need to eat healthier. I know it. I'm trying to get it together. But, you know, I wasn't going to lie to myself this year and give a false resolution on, you know, as far as trying to work out and eat healthier. That is a goal. It is a goal. But that's something gradually I need to move into, and I had to be real with myself. I don't want to set expectations that are unrealistic, and then I end up just failing and disappointing myself. So I told myself what the goal is to begin at least trying to walk, maybe at least 2-3 times a week, getting in some type of workout regimen, on top of, you know, treating myself, you know, maybe once, twice a month to get my nails done or my hair, just something that, you know, that me time, right? And I notice whenever you have that me time, you're a much better person for everyone else. And so it's important to make that happen. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. And like I said, the last show we did was with fashion designer Roquette Love. Y'all got to check out RT Love Creation. She's got some beautiful work. I actually posted it on Facebook there. You can take a look. See what I have there as I'm sipping on this delicious coffee with my hazelnut in it. I actually have been doing well. I used to drink it every day, and I noticed I was like, you know what, I'm getting addicted to this stuff. And I had to pull back. I was doing a little too much with that. Oh, yes, yes, I'm going to open up my chat. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Those of you who are on Facebook and Twitter, thank you so much for sharing the love and joining Brown Sugar Radio. Today's just going to be one of those laid-back, chill topic shows where we just kind of talk about whatever. And so it is great to have that opportunity to connect with you all again. And so today, what I want to kind of talk about is, just like I said, love bears different things. Many of you know the Grammys was phenomenal. They had a good shout-out to Macklemore, got Artist of the Year, and then Lourdes with Royals. I love that song, Song of the Year. I know every time that song comes on, me and my kids, we crank that stereo, and, I mean, I just love the beat, the rhythm to that song and just how she sings. You know, she just kind of flows with it. It's beautiful. Of course, who can forget Jay-Z and Beyonce opening up? Now, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding her performance. Y'all, many of you know Sugar. I love Queen B. I do. I love Beyonce. I believe she's an incredible entertainer. There's been a lot of rumors and so forth in regards to all that Illuminati stuff. I don't really know too much about that, but what I can say is that, for one, as an entertainer, there's two sides, you know, to an entertainer and then their personal life. And she was criticized in regards to her outfit being too sexy. There was a lot of controversy stating that that was not appropriate for daytime television, the way she was moving. Then they also even compared her to Miley Cyrus's performance with Robin Thicke. My point on that, well, first of all, Beyonce is a married woman, and she performed with her husband, okay? Did I feel the outfit was a little too sexy or provocative? Maybe, just maybe a tad bit, but at the end of the day, it's just inner. Could she have worn something else that was just as sexy, not as revealing? Absolutely. Beyonce's talented beyond measure. Just her voice alone would have stunned the crowd, all right? I truly believe that should that have been something just for her and her husband? This is how I look at that. It can work both ways because I feel the performance, the song that was written for her husband, for her to perform it openly with her husband, maybe it was in her eyes viewed as a tribute in honor of their love and their marriage. And to me, she made marriage look sexy. She made marriage look like, you know, this is my husband, I'm his wife, we are in love, and we enjoy making love with one another. It's not like we've heard, you know, rumors about Beyonce with multiple men, and she's just got all kind of different men on the stage, and you know what I'm saying? Now, Miley Cyrus, to compare the two, I felt was a little that was a low blow at B, simply because Miley Cyrus was on stage grinding, and I believe she had even grabbed Robin Thicke's private area, you know, on stage, and that was a little too much for me because I felt, number one, we do have children watching. Number two, that was someone else's husband, okay? And then, like I said, I just, number three, I did not particularly care for the bumping and grinding as explicit as it was. All right. Now, Beyonce, to me, I felt they kept it a little G-rated. Yes, okay, he had grabbed his wife's behind, but, I mean, it wasn't as if he rubbed and grinded, and you know what I mean? It wasn't as excessive, in my opinion, as Miley Cyrus was. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, for the most part, Beyonce did not need to wear anything as provocative or sexy as she did because she's talented. She doesn't need to do all that. Then there was some comparison. There was a lot of criticism stated that she's trying to be like Rihanna. They felt that, you know, her coming out and with this bold, daring, sexier side, now that her father is not representing her, that she has, you know, a sexier side now that she's began to display. And so I feel that Beyonce is growing into a woman. And she's not going to be the same when she came out. We are growing up, with Beyonce as she's maturing into her womanhood. Miley Cyrus is still a little younger and a little, you know, more immature. So that, to me, excuses, just kind of like with the Chris Brown and the Rihanna ordeal when he had hit Rihanna. His age is what a lot of people excuse because they're like, you know, he was immature. He's growing. Now, if he does that at 30 and 40 years old, we're going to say, all right, Chris Brown, you should know better by now. But, you know, just watching various celebrities grow up, Justin Bieber, I mean, what's going on, Justin? He's also another one. Maturity has to kick in. Lindsay Lohan, maturity has to kick in. You see a lot of celebrities, their rise and their fall. One celebrity that I think about is Britney Spears. When she had the rise to fame at such a quick, you know, moment. And then all of a sudden she collapsed. She ended up having a breakdown and remember shaving her head. And too much too fast, you know. I really believe that as a celebrity, if you're young and you're rich and you're famous, I believe that it should be required to have some type of counseling or therapy also with that. You know, record labels or actors or whatever type of field they're in should have it where when they're young, they receive some type of counseling or therapy to learn how to deal with going from an ordinary person to a mega superstar, you know, and how to manage that massive amount of fame and wealth and power that you have because it certainly can break you down. Now, I just think that at the end of the day, you know, it truly is important to make sure that you stay rooted and grounded in your faith. You know, without God, you will truly be lost, you know. And it's important for me to wake up every morning and have that connection. Rather, I just meditate on the Lord, or if I get up and I just pray and ask God to show me, you know, what is it today that I need to do in order to have a more productive day. Just having that time, that one-on-one with God, you know, I don't care if it's just 5 minutes, and I'm like, Lord, here I am. This is what I'm working with this morning, you know, and being totally honest with how you feel. God, this is what I'm going through today. I'm not happy with the way my life is. Or, Lord, thank you for today. Today is going to be the best day ever. Life is what we make it. And that's what I've began to understand as God has blessed me to mature and to grow into, you know, this woman that I am today. And so it's awesome to have that capability to know that, hey, I can make it through anything as long as I have God on my side. And that's the mentality that I've developed. So for 2014, I didn't want to make no resolutions because I just said that's too much pressure on me. What I've decided to do was to get up and just focus on a daily effort. And at that moment, if I get up, today I got my coffee and some chicken fried rice, that's what it's going to be. But if I get up and I say, all right, today I'm going to try to eat a little better. Let me try to maybe get some oatmeal and eat some egg whites and then go to the gym and work it out. That's going to be my daily goal. And if I've accomplished that, then at the end of the day, I'm successful. So taking small bites of success will eventually give you that lifetime of success, because I truly believe that everything happens on a small scale first before we can end up on the big scale. I want to give a shout-out to Haley Berry, having a son. I believe her baby is 2 months old, maybe three now. His name is Maceo, and she looks amazing with her fiance. Haven't gotten any pictures yet of the baby. I've been looking to see, but her daughter is beautiful, just gorgeous. And so I know the son has got to be just as gorgeous, you know. I mean, Haley Berry's beautiful. So it's just really nice, though. But I think that for me, it's just wonderful to be able to just kind of watch and see how, you know, these various celebrities are trying to maintain a normality in their life, you know, and still function on. I think that's beautiful to display that. Also, too, I think it's important to make sure that they give back to the community, and a lot of them are, and that's what I love to see. You know, when God has blessed you with that much fame and fortune, it's important to give back to the community. And so that's some of the reasons why I truly enjoy some celebrities like Snoop Dogg. I know he's contributed a lot to various, like, football teams and the youth in his community. Ice Cube is another one that has contributed, and it's just beautiful. Those are just a few that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's plenty of other celebrities. Can't wait to hear what the president has to say. Many critics were stating that with the new Obamacare and everything that's going on, plus his strive to raise minimum wage, they were criticizing the president's efforts, saying he's spending all this money. But what do y'all think that if we can't support ourselves, come on now, money's always spent overseas and to help everyone else, why can't we help ourselves, okay? I'm glad that he's investing back into our country. An investment, do you hear me? Not debt. Y'all need to go on somewhere with all that, oh, he's trillions of dollars in debt and he's spending all this money. But guess what? If it was your mom that needed help and she didn't have the medical, you would want for the state to, or the country to kick in. And that's exactly what he's doing. So y'all better leave my president alone. All right, well, hey, I've chopped it up enough. I'm at my 15 minutes, actually a little bit over. But just wanted to connect and let y'all know Sugar's still here. And I have not been as consistent, I know, as I should be. But I am going to work on that. Like I told you, it's a day-by-day basis. This show was spurred a moment. I said, you know what, I'm going to get on the air and just to say hey, to connect. But I will make sure that I try to at least give you, you know, two shows that are scheduled a month where you can come and chime in. Just check out, just come and check out the page. Also on Facebook, you'll see a notification there when a show's posted. And you'll be able to definitely Twitter also, follow us, Brown Sugar Radio, SUGA. I would love for you to spread the word. So I'm going to go ahead and continue enjoying the rest of my day with my coffee and chicken fried rice here. All right, well, it has been a pleasure speaking and bonding with my loyal listeners here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.